This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Denver police are investigating whether minority students at a school were locked inside a so-called seclusion room for disciplinary purposes. CPR's Tony Gorman reports on the latest controversy at McAuliffe International School.
DPD confirmed they will investigate how the seclusion room was used, but they did not provide additional information. A whistleblower originally alerted Denver public school officials that a room was being used primarily to discipline students of color. They were allegedly left alone, which would be a violation of district policy. The room had a barrel bolt latch on the door and locks on the windows to prevent anyone from getting out. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
People living in tents on a downtown Denver block were removed Friday. It was the first homeless camp cleanup under new Mayor Mike Johnston. Spokesperson Jordan Fugia says it was necessary for health and safety.
The mayor's first priority is to have permanent housing or supportive housing that we can move folks into instead of, you know, just moving them to the next block. And that is still the ultimate goal. Unfortunately, right now, we don't have all those units readily available.
Johnston says he aims to house 1,000 people by the end of the year. And United Airlines has bought more than 100 acres of land next to the Denver airport. Part of the land will be used for its new pilot training facility. United says it'll add more than 2,000 new jobs this year. From Denver, this is CPR News and KRCC.